Coming around to 25 minutes away from 12, a memory back to 1975. Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons, and a track called Oh What a Night on your all-day everyday music station. Good morning, Tony. Don't have a chance. We have somebody on the phone actually, phoning, I think, from Southampton, is it?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're live on air at the moment.
Sorry?
You're live on air now at the moment.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I didn't realise that. Yeah, Selfish Radio Dublin, all the
very best
for 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And would it possible
to
have any pin frames
from
your country at all?
Yeah, sure, yeah, if you'd like to read out your address at this point. Hello, sorry. The line's very bad. If you'd like to read out your address, what's your name, sorry?
Yes, it's David Williams.
Good morning, David.
11 Chamberlain Road.
Right. Okay.
Highlands Estate.
Mm-hmm.
Belverden.
What is that? Belverden?
Belverden, yeah.
Near Southampton,
mm-hmm. Hampshire, FO3 8DZ. Any pen friends, male or female, from your country? I've been listening to you for many years now, and
yeah, I'd
just like to say good luck and whatever you're doing coming here. Thank you, David. What are you listening on? Are you listening on AM or shortwave?
Sorry?
Are you listening on AM or shortwave?
Listening to you on shortwave,
right.
You're coming in. Very good indeed. It's a little bit of Morse code, but apart from that, you're coming in very good.
Okay, David. I don't know if you've heard, most Euro stations have gone off the... Most of the Euro stations have closed down, Euro radio stations in Dublin.
Yeah, I know. It's a very sad day. It's just like looking back to 1967 with the offshore station.
Right, yeah. Got to be a sad day, actually.
Yeah.
Right, cause
although I suppose some will carry on a much smaller scale on shortwave, you know, 48 metres on Sunday.
Right.
I don't really know.
It'll be a sad day.
I wanted to mention it a little later on, all the members of the Caroline movement, Southampton branch.
Sure, yeah. I don't know if you know Root and Barry Johnson, do you?
Sorry?
Do you know Root and Barry Johnson from Analex, UK?
Yeah, I do know him, yeah.
Right, we see them telling me send us our regards.
Yeah, I will actually. I'll write him a letter.
Right.
And we
Radio
Dublin.
Okay. Tell you
that. Right then, if you can, read all that name out again in about half an hour because I'm outside of phone
watch
at the moment.
Okay, Dave.
I'm not near the radio to hear it.
Right, okay.
Any pen pals between, let's see, 25 to 35, male or female?
Okay, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and keep up the good work. Can you play any records by ABBA?
We will indeed.
Oh, we have some.
We have some ABBA, yeah.
Right, cheers. Thanks a lot.
Okay, mate.
Bye.
That's David Williams phoning from Southampton this morning, listening on our shortwave on 6910 kHz. Now, if you'd like to mention it, 538684. Did you want to add anything there, Ty? Not really. Okay. Shall we play a record?
Saturday,
don't forget to... Radio Dublin International, broadcasting live since 1966. Hey, how are you doing?
I'll be playing it. I'll just play it for everybody in Super Q.
Everybody in Super Q. So it's morning to
their favourite record.
Is it? Right. So this one for all the staff down in Super Q and 8 over Mount Street.
Red temptation, you make the most of a hippie situation. I'm weighing my decision, who would say if it's love or if it isn't? Only time will tell, just how well I'll get to know you.
counts at 19 minutes away from midday, Dublin International, the longest serving Irish independent radio station, the driving wedge for Irish independent radio, and a track which I'm dedicated to all our colleagues and friends down at Super Q. That's the sound of Taylor Dane and a track for Don't Rush Me. Now hopefully we have Pat Lynch. Hello Pat.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning Pat.
Nice to say hello to everybody on this last day.
Now, Pat is actually phoning from the Matter Hospital, Radio Matter.
Yes. Service in the matter.
That's right, and I know it well, Pat.
Yeah. We'd just like to thank everybody in Radio Dublin that helped us out over the years with fundraising functions.
Not at all.
It's sad to see you go, but hopefully we'll see you all again early in 1989.
Mm. How did your night go, actually, in Claire's nightclub?
It went very, very well, and treated Jerry and everybody.
Okay.
It's our annual fundraising due, and we're not going off the air.
Right, you can't take a speaker out now.
No.
Right.
A lot of the people are listening to you here in the Matter Hospital today.
Are they?
You're radiating around the hospital.
Okay, thank you, Pat. So good morning to all the patients in the hospital.
The nurses and the doctors.
Right.
All the girls up in the kitchen and everywhere.
So they're all listening to us this morning in the Matter. Thank you, Pat, for that.
It was interesting to hear the gentleman from England.
Yeah.
It brings back memories of 1967.
It does actually, yes.
And in fact, there was a conference in Heathrow in 1977 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act. I wonder, will there be a similar event in Dublin in 10 years' time?
That's true, yeah.
With 18 hippies and Captain Coast, etc.
And flowers and everything else.
Thanks to all the late night people who did the all-nighters.
Okay.
Dublin over the years. There's Paul Egan.
That's right, yeah.
There's a gentleman called Kevin Barrett, who I'm sure a lot of ladies will remember.
Kevin and the Love Story, yeah.
Yes, and there was Mike Eastwood. Marty Hall, I believe he changed his name.
That's right, he's an OT Marty Weaver, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people. The people who did good jingles over the years.
Thank
you very much. To the people who provided a good laugh. Well, we hopefully will hear from you early in 1989.
Okay, Pat. Thank you for calling, Henry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye.
Have a nice day now. That's Pat Lynch from the Radio Matter in the Matter Hospital. Thank you, Pat. So good morning to all the patients. They're listening to us, actually, in the Matter Hospital this morning, Tony. So good morning to all the patients and staff and nurses and all the various people who are tuned away this morning in the Matter. We wish them the very best and a speedy recovery, as Pat Lynch should say, a speedy, speedy recovery. Anything to say and add on that, though? Right, okay, he's very quiet and upset this morning now, Tony. It's just coming round to 15 minutes away from midday. It's Dublin International.
Nobody plays a better variety of music. Nobody.
Same hits just for you.
On Radio Dublin.
Dave Felton.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
it's just coming down to 12 minutes away from midday, and it's Dublin International broadcasting live 24 hours a day. A very appropriate Waco day from 1966 right through to 1988. Dublin International, 22 years in the business, the longest Irish independent radio station. That's out of Starship, and in fact calls, we built this city. Good morning to Mary Riley. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, I've never actually spoken before on the radio.
Okay.
But what I would like to say is, I don't agree that they're closing down all the parts and leaving Millennium Radio open and Radio Metallica.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either one law for everybody or you're making exceptions.
I suppose it was a sad day. I don't know if you're listening yesterday to a various some radio stations around Dublin. They closed down at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it is a sad day.
Yeah, Sunshine closed down yesterday. It was very sad. All our colleagues and friends out in Sunshine. We have Sunshine's closed down in just a moment, haven't we, Tony?
Yeah, just a few moments.
Just a few moments.
I'm rubbing there.
So what do you think of the situation yourself, Mary?
Well, I don't agree that they're making one law for some pirate radios and they're leaving some open. You know, I mean to say, they're leaving radio in the Gaelic side open.
Yeah.
Now, and they're closing down the radios here in Dublin.
But
you see, that's not fair.
Yeah, but you see, they're RTE. We cannot really do anything about that. They're not really pirates. That's RTE.
Radio. Yeah.
And RTE 2 is it belongs to.
Well, what about Millennium Radio?
That's RTE, you see. That's RTE.
It's RTE as well.
That's RTE as well, on, yeah. See, there's nothing really you can do about RTE because you can't really shift RTE from Montrose, yeah. So, there's nothing really we can do about that, really.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
We'll be here anyway till 12 o'clock tonight.
Well, there's a lot of unemployed youngsters out there, and all the only enjoyment they get during the day is actually listening to the radio.
Mm.
And I think it's wrong, like me, that we're closing down things for them. That's really their enjoyment.
Yeah. Well, as I say, there'll be a lot of people on the dole from next week anyway.
Yes, I know, that's another thing.
I'll probably be signing in a hatch for or something, yeah. So
well, why don't you get a group in there now and discussion on it today? Did you extend an invitation out to Mr. Ray Burke?
We did. We've asked Mr. Burke to come in, actually.
And has he even answered
you? We wrote a letter back to us saying, kind of regards, I can't make it, I have no function to attend.
Yeah.
This kind of story, you know.
I mean, you said, like, you know, the one minute they tell you that they're going to do a lot of things for unemployment, and then
they're creating
unemployment, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So would you like to say good morning to anybody?
Pardon?
Would you like to say hello to anybody this morning?
Oh, I'd like to say hello to my son who's getting his hair cut at the moment. Above in a hairdresser's in the top of Curtis Street.
Okay, what's the name of the hairdresser? We remember
that one. It's Mystique.
Mystique, is it?
Mystique.
In Curtis Street, is it?
And it's in the shopping centre in Curtis Street.
Okay, there's a free plug.
And he's just after been celebrating his 20th birthday.
Okay, well, congratulations to your son. What's his name, actually?
David Riley.
So good morning to David. He's probably chewing away and listening this morning. That's a cameraman in the background, sorry. That's one of our camera crew, yeah. So, okay, Mary, thank you for calling.
I wish you the very best.
Okay, love.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Mary Riley coming from Dublin City this morning. Some interesting points there, Danny.
Actually,
yeah. Well, there's nothing, as I say,
unemployment,
yeah, but there's nothing really we can do about RTE. And I say, Millennium Radio got an extension,
of course. You could see they were getting an extension.
It had to be RTE, of course. You see, we can't get an extension, but they can grant an extension to the TV down the country to deflect their system. I don't know if you've seen it in the papers. The illegal TV, the pirate television down the country. Yes, they can get an extension, you see, because you have to pay money because it's £10. So what's the license fee now for the TV there?
63.
That's
the government has all the votes in the West.
Exactly, yeah.
And of course, you can't get out of the country.
Anyway, it's Dublin.
Right,
exactly. Right. I can't understand what you're saying, never mind. It's just coming around to 8 minutes away from midday, and we go over to Sunshine Radio now in Balmarnock. And this is how Sunshine closed down yesterday evening at 6 o'clock.
This is very sad.
So take a listen to this rather closely.
Yes, it was
This is Sunshine Radio in Dublin, broadcasting on 539 meters medium wave and 101 FM. And I'd like to introduce our generous manager, managing director, and chairman of Sunshine 101, Mr. Robbie Robinson.
Well, they're always outside. There's a lot of people outside there. And it means that I can now talk to you outside and to everyone who has been with Sunshine over all those years. Now, For the last 8 hours, we've been sharing the memories of the last 8 years. There are literally hundreds of other happenings and people that we haven't mentioned. We just haven't had the time to do that. Some of them, times and happenings were difficult times, but we overcame them. The fortunate part about it is that mostly they were enjoyable and rewarding experiences. And I've been wondering for the last quite a long time what I should say at this particular time. It's not a time for anecdotes or politics of any kind. It's not a time to express likes or dislikes or opinions on broadcast legislation, especially now that the government finally provided broadcast legislation that will give everyone greater choice in the future. It is, after all, an ever-changing world we live in. The time is not right to talk about the future. We'll just have to face up to it and do our very best. And so, I've decided to, for this last couple of moments, to share a couple of thoughts with you from deep inside. 8 years ago, in September 1980, I returned to Ireland with a mission to complete, to give birth to Sunshine Radio. From that eventful day, this remarkable enterprise has been nursed with great care in the hands of wonderful people, lending their talent and skills to its development over the years, encouraged all the time by the first-hand experience of seeing the radio station grow from strength to strength, taking each new challenge, no matter how ever daunting, head on. This is precisely what Sunshine 101 is made of, a group of dedicated people of all ages who come from all types of backgrounds, people who know people, people who love to be a part of a successful team, people who have all earned the respect of you, the Dublin listeners, who, after all, are the reason why Sunshine 101 came about and stayed to this day the most successful popular radio station in Dublin's colourful radio history. Personally, this past 8 years has been the most exciting of my life. Thankfully, Sunshine brought me into contact with many different types of people in Ireland, and especially here in the capital, which has just celebrated 1,000 years of development in human history. And I know that we, all of us, all the Sunshine team, past and present, are proud to have played a part in making this city and county a happier place to live in and be proud of. I now want to share a personal philosophy with you all. This philosophy may help you should you ever be faced with something very dear to you coming to an end. And that is, when that happens, a door opens and a new life begins. As I mentioned at the beginning of these few personal words, giving life to Sunshine 101 8 years ago and being a part of the Sunshine 101 team has been the most wonderful time of my life. I want to thank you all for every moment of joy and want you to now share these final moments when we close and cast Sunshine 101, Dublin's number one, to a very special corner in our memories and a very special place in our hearts for the rest of our lives. Friday, the 30th of December, 1988. It's 6 o'clock. This is Sunshine 101 closing down. Thank you for being with us for the past 8 years, and especially today. Good luck, and God bless you all.
Feeling small.
My mum, and that's how Sunshine Radio closed down yesterday evening at 6 o'clock, a very sad day in Pope Monica's Day. Of course, Robbie and our colleagues and friends, we send them all the very best. And best of luck in the coming future, Robbie. Pretty sad day yesterday, Tony. Glad to be here.
Very sad, yeah. Very sad. Nearly crying when that actually
was. Right, so that's Sunshine, God. Of course, during the course of the program, we will, of course, have a Q102.
Actually,
you didn't know me
five, I think,
Tony O'Hara closed the
deadline.
That's right, Tony O'Hara last night, BLB. I think we have Smile, Graham Taylor and Smile.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I think I have Radio West there as well.
Okay, Radio West. Right, if anybody's listening from any radio station and would like to phone us in, 538684. That's our number, 538684. If you'd like to hear your views this morning on this Saturday morning, the 21st of December, D-Day, you can call it, eh?
Mm-hmm. The final day of radio.
Final day, right. Just before we go any further, Johnny, how long have you been in Radio Dublin? When did you start in Radio Dublin? This is something that's a dog
you've got. About a year and a half ago.
Right.
Have you done Monday night? Your program.
My program, yeah. Have you enjoyed your stay here at the station?
I had a great day out there. Great background and bells and the bells.
Right. What's your funniest and your fondest memory of Radio Dublin?
You put in the chair from under me.
I said, right, okay.
Sitting on the floor.
I'm just on the camera again. Right. Any other fond memories of the station?
My 21st.
Your 21st. Well, you remember your 21st, actually.
Especially at Miss Wilkinson. Right. Who we won't mention today.
Right. We'll have a chat with Miss Wilkinson in just a moment. What's the chap's name, actually? What's your name?
Joey.
Joey. Do you want to have a chat with Joey?
No.
He's going to
NUJ,
is he? He's going to NUJ, probably. Right. Should we play a record?
I think we should.
Right. And what's the name of the track, actually? And a track called...
You have a one.
Right here. On all day, every day, Dublin.
Thank you.
down to 11 minutes after midday. It's Tony Quinn and Dave Felton keeping you company. Roy Chisholm, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming along at 2, by the way, it's Jerry Marsden between 2 and 4. Just introduce the grab and answer. That's our general manager here at the station. That's a hard and track calls. You're under one. Now we've Garrett Wrigley. Hello, Garrett. Sorry, Garrett. Got the name mixed up. You're from six. Garrett, is it?
Garrett.
Sorry, Gar.
Good
morning. So you belong to Signal?
Signal up now, yes.
Right. Okay. What time did you close down last night? 12, wasn't it?
12 midnight.
A sad day, I suppose.
It wasn't
easy,
yes.
Yeah. Terrible. Right. So what are you going to do in the coming future?
I'm going to flew
I suppose you'll be on the Dole, you'll be on the Dole queue.
Indeed, I will, yes.
Yeah. How long was Signal going for, actually?
It's going out, well, we started last Wednesday, and doing 4 hours on the through the summer, you know?
Okay.
Going right around the clock.
Right.
Did you see anything you
heard? Yeah, I see anything you heard. Actually, we had one of your colleagues on earlier on, Throne.
Oh, McKenna,
yeah, that's right. We had him on from, where was it, let me close the door. We had him on from, Last Friday, wasn't Tony?
Yeah, he was also on Signal, yeah.
Right, he was also on Signal, yeah. Okay.
What was the final record on Signal last night?
It was from the traffic labor union, of course, congratulations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Mike Orton made the feature
the So what do you think is going to happen in the coming future with radio? Do you think it's going to take a long time to get the next?
It's going to take ages,
okay. Yeah.
Well, like you're saying, 40 watts is going to...
40 watts? It's not going to cover very far,
exactly.
No.
It's down the road, you know?
Exactly, yeah. What power are you pushing, actually, in Signal?
Sorry?
What power are you using?
We're using around 40 watts.
40 watts. Well, I could pick it up in Dunlera, only down the road from me, of course. We can pick it up in town, but 40 watts, it's a low power, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really low, like, yeah, like, power Signal, like, you know, our kids are small, you know.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be very impressive, anyway.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It'll even take a long time to get that on, right?
Right. No, we just have to wait and see, Garrett. Right. Okay. Okay, Garrett, thank you for calling. Hi. That's Garrett Wrigley from the Signal FM. Do you want to say something? Okay, right. It's just coming down to 40 minutes after midday, and Tony, you can fill us in about heartbeat.
Yeah, heartbeat effect closed in last night at around 12:15 with us, and Tony and Alan had the last few words to say, and here we are.
Listening to Dublin's Love Song Station. This is Heartbeat FM, and Chicago, if you leave me now. In just a couple of secs, I'm going to introduce you to the man who brought Heartbeat FM to the airwaves of love, and he is going to, unfortunately, bring us to an end this evening. May I introduce to you the man himself, Tony O'Hara.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you.
Hello. 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 Okay, first of all, we're going to have a quick rip around to the staff who have made Heartbeat FM. He was up in Murray there, but Rover Mike indeed. Let me say a quick hi now to, well, John Joe. John, we've got something to say before we do finally
go. I'm on the camera at the moment.
Yeah, okay, I'll just speak. I'll do my best. I just want to say thanks. It's been great for working here, and you've been great for working. It's brilliant. Thanks a million.
Our pleasure, John. Okay. Can we go straight over to Sean Ferguson?
What else can I say except to say the same as John Kyo said? It's been fantastic, and I'm sad.
Ah, why not? Who else we got to get? Tracy Evans, of course. Our Tracy.
Well, I would first of all like to thank our listener, because without the listeners, we wouldn't be Heartbeat. And again, to my colleagues, much appreciated.
Thank you, Tracy. Over to, I think Jerry could have a quick word of counter, not being here for the last few weeks, but Jerry, we won't hold that against you.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening to Heartbeat, and we say the best of luck to everybody for 89.
And maybe go over to, well, our station manager. Glenn, please, you've done a lot here. Come have on, your man. Quick
Hello,
words.
Glenn.
Bye. Okay, Glenn. And of course, too, I would had my musical, my program, my right-hand man in programming here in Heartbeat FM, a man of great knowledge of music, as you're well aware, Morris Nevin. Morris?
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 2 years with Heartbeat FM. I remember when I started here first, I was a little bit skeptical of joining Heartbeat FM because, well, at the time, David Baker was the station manager. And it took a long time to convince me to join the station, but it was a decision I took, and I think it was the right decision. It's been the best radio station I've been with, the most professional I've been with, and hopefully, with a little bit of luck in the near future, I would like to join a radio station like this with all the staff. Hopefully, here, that's been with us over the last 2 years, I'd hope to join up with them somewhere along the way in the very near future. To all of them, wish them all the very best. And to you, Tony, the very best for the future and for 1989. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Morris. Thank you, indeed. More. And again, that's why I say a quick hello, no? I just give it back to Mike. I want to say goodbye. Just a quick one.
I just want to say thank you very much for everything, Tony, and I'd say, like to say thanks and goodbye to all listeners. Bye-bye.
Tony, I just like to say a quick
hello.
Hello,
hello. Okay, testing one, two. Right,
same situation here, Tony. Happy New Year to everybody out there listening from Bobby Hill. Bye-bye.
And just one for me, Tony. I'd just like to thank everybody for listening. This is Bernard Evans. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernard. Mike Williams, thank you.
Mike Williams, for one, just thanks to everyone who's made it worthwhile. That year would have been nothing. So
Robin
is Robin. Our youngest member of our staff.
And I'd just like to thank everybody on Worcester Sands for a great team to work with. I've gained off that experience, very valuable. And I'll hand it over to Bernard.
I'll already send
a call. Okay, right. Thanks a lot. We can have that back now. Go home, you lot.
We haven't done a Stuart.
Oh, Donna, where's Donna?
I'll
do so, but we just had to. Okay.
Donna?
Quick, Donna, say goodbye. Quick, Donna.
Hello, what am I to say?
Just say goodbye to all your listeners, right?
Well, I'll just say goodnight and God bless. Happy New Year.
Okay, thanks, you guys. Right, it's left for me to say the final goodbyes of Heartbeat FM. We can tell you now that it's exactly 12:10. It's the 31st of December, 1988. The final countdown has finally reached its conclusion.